What's up, Vankas?
Hey, Vankas.
Yeah, I just got a bit of a headache, so I'm coming in with low energy.
Yeah, we're keeping it. We're fucking keeping it cash. We're keeping it cash, but this isn't going to be a cash episode because this is the Patreon. And you know what the Patreon is never? It's never casual.
No, Brian, stop yelling. This is a scientific. We're actually bringing data into this. We're using data. We've got a Google sheet up.
Yes, we spent the last 10 minutes figuring out how to do not Excel, but Google Sheets, as Jenny points out. And we're doing Google Sheets. And you know what? I thought that I'd never have to be in an application like this ever again in my life after I got out of Mr. Middle Cohen's school. Fucking algebra class. But you know what? Here I am back in a Google Sheet, and I'm doing science for the fucking Patreon because today we are... ranking
a comprehensive study, yeah.
A comprehensive study ranking these 20 drivers who we know and sometimes love, but also sometimes hate. And, you know, because Matt came up with a comprehensive way of trying to value these guys, trying to actually put a number as human beings, trying to put a numerical value on a human being that is a famous, rich Formula One driver. So today on the page, we're going to rank them all. We're going to give them all a numbers out of 1 out of 100 for our categories, which we'll get into. And we're going to have a definitive list that will not be able to be disputed until the end of time.
Yeah, exactly. We'll actually be using data. So
yeah.
You can't fucking argue with it.
We're getting into the telemetry of their personalities. Fucking break F1. You watch out because the fucking bankers are getting into some numbers now. Okay.
Ooh, Happy learned how to putt.
That's right. Yeah, I'm a fucking trackside engineer of their personalities, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
But let's go over the categories.
Yeah.
So, first category is: are they fast? Their quickness, 1 out of 100.
Now the thing is normally this, if we cared more about their racing, this would be broken up into several, because some guys are fast but they can't finish a race, or they're crashy, or they're fast in qualifying but not in the race.
Right.
You got to factor that all in, you know, and just put a number on. You got to factor it all in, like, not like, oh, they're fast over one lap, they're quick on, or their racecraft is really good but they qualify like way back. No, it's just. You got to fucking put it all together and just sort of take that all into account and spit out a number. Okay.
Yes.
That's what fast means. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's the tire whisperer. It's just the total package.
Yeah. And the tire whispering can go into that, but, you know, it's not
It will be, a positive, but then, but you know, being knocked out of Q1 is going to be a negative.
Right. So that's one of the categories. The second category, which has equal value to that first category, is is hotness.
Yes.
How hot is this motherfucking guy? What's the BDE? What's the aesthetics? What's the whole package of his hotness? That has equal value to his speed.
Yep.
Third is... precious baby angels who must be protected at all costs. Are you a precious baby angel that must be protected at all costs? That is a category that holds equal value to speed. And then the final category is entertainment value. How much joy do you bring to our lives as fans by your mere presence?
Are you a meme? Are you a meme?
Are you literally a meme? Are you a meme? And are you aware that you're a meme? Because we need to know. Anyway, so those are our four categories. And those are the four pillars upon which this podcast is built. So those are the only four things that matter.
This will be our final broadcast.
Yeah, this is our last pod. This is the defining work of our career as F1 broadcasters.
I think we cracked the code. We broke these guys down into their fucking component parts.
So yeah, we're gonna go reverse grid in terms of the Constructors' Championship. The Drivers' Championship. So we're gonna start with fucking boy from Florida, Logan Sargeant. So let's start with first category, his fastness. How quick is Logie?
Out of 100, I'm gonna go. Based on like my entire viewing experience of watching a guy do F1, I'm going to give him a 20 out of 100.
Yeah, I was like, how zero are we going? Like, you know, like, is one of these guys going to be zero?
Mazepin is like a zero.
Right.
So and Mazepin's like a zero. So he's slotting in there. I'll put him at 20. Yeah. Are you pushing back here?
I was thinking like 25.
All right. Let's do 22 or 23. I'll come closer to you.
Let's do 23 because that's an American number. It's giving Michael Jordan. It's giving LeBron James. It's giving Logan Sargeant in his quickness out of 100. 23 for Logan in his speed. Okay.
His hotness. This is a tough one, actually.
I know, because he's like kind of hot.
Yeah. Yeah, he is kind of hot. He's like one of those guys, like if you never met him, you'd think he was hot, probably.
Right. You'd be like, if that guy, if you just saw him, you'd be like, that's a cute guy. And then if you saw him without a shirt, you'd be like, oh, that's a guy with abs.
Yeah.
He's like cute.
I feel like he would be in one of the frats that Issa would like.
Totally. Yeah. He's in there. I mean, he's not top because his vibe, you know.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
If he was in a different sport that fetishized what he brings to the table.
Uh-huh.
If he was in some American reality show, he'd be doing well.
Right.
But because he brings such an American, like, it's like when you go to F1, you want a Charles Leclerc. You want a Pierre Gasly. Like, that's what you're going there to jerk off to.
Yeah.
Like, that's the porn that you're going to watch. So right. To see him,
that's the category.
That's the category of porn that you're watching.
Right.
Wrong category of porn. That's why he's getting dinged here. You didn't come in here to watch an all-American guy being like, my tires are just not heating up, man. Like, I don't want.
Right. I'm right. Like, but if like, let's say Joseph Newgarden, right? If Joseph Newgarden.
Wrong category of porn.
I understand, but I think that he's even more American, and he's hotter in that way because he's just like built like a fucking Brit. Like his jaw is crazy. So I don't even think I know that Logan is American, but he doesn't even necessarily have that like unique American thing. I'm feeling he's in the like 70s, like 70s.
Yeah, I'm giving him 70s. I'm giving him 70s.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's a great point about is Newgarden like giving like I'm gonna. Fucking is Newgarden given like sexy?
Well, he doesn't have sexy energy.
Yeah,
but he's a fucking beefcake. So like he's like that guy is. I feel like if he was in F1, there would be more thirst trappy accounts about him than there are for Logan Sargeant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. But he's just a very wholesome. But anyway,
which I think Logan kind of is too in a way.
Yeah, let's go 73.
Yeah. I'm thinking 73 sounds about right. Okay, so 73 for hotness for Logan Sargeant. That feels fair. Okay, how much of a precious baby angel who must be protected at all costs is Logan Sargeant?
At this point, I feel kind of bad for him, so it boosts a little bit.
Well, I think there's a vibe where he was thrown into F1 maybe a little bit prematurely. That some of this maybe isn't his fault. There is a cute like when he was in Qatar and he was like trying to keep going in the race, but he had to stop through fatigue. Like there was an earnestness there that I think speaks to a little bit of a precious baby angel that needs to be protected at all costs. Maybe not all costs, but at some costs he needs to be protected. Costs.
If you want to hear the rest of this hysterical episode and so many more episodes like this, you can click the link in description and subscribe to our Patreon. So click that link or you can go to patreon.com/TRFpod. See you on the Patreon, Vankas. Love ya.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.